Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, as we'll hand out our favorite plays of the entire weekend here on the Daily Tip in a few minutes. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. So, Denton, I've heard about this massive card. Does it make you a little nervous when you play like a big card with a bunch of bets? I feel like this is part of the reason why I don't play a huge card, because I don't like that feeling looming over me at the possibility of like having an 0-6 night. Like, I just can't handle it. I am a conservative girl where I'm like, we'll just have our two bets and call it a night. I don't know. It's funny that like I'm in the gambling space and I feel like I do not have the mindset of a lot of these people who like are a gambler through and through.
It does not make me nervous. I will routinely have massive cards on college football weekends. This is now just the first time that I am bringing the massive card to the public, so I get to ride it together. You know, sometimes you need to feel something, and there's nothing that'll make you feel something legally like a 5-bet card.
Legally. Well, I think that's why a lot of people like betting. And honestly, not to switch this to another conversation, I think this is why former athletes kind of like betting, right? Because it's like the
Maybe
only thing that
too.
Mimics... Well, that's true. I wasn't going to say that, but you're right. But it's the only thing that like mimics the momentum of being in a game, right? Like, isn't that the sales pitch of betting, is that you feel like you have skin in the game as opposed to being just a spectator? And I understand like we don't have any control over the game, but like you do feel involved. And I think for like former athletes, like think of going from playing in a sold out stadium with like in college, like 100,000 people, to like, what do you even do after that? Like, if you don't work in athletics, like there's nothing that can compare to the high of that. Like, it just feels like it is a tough drop off.
No, you go from 100,000 people to cold calling asking if they want to buy insurance. And you're like, well, yeah, I don't know about that. So you need a little bit of a pick-me-up on the weekend. So I totally get that. You know, retiring from a sport in any level is going to be difficult, but especially when you have that weekly rush of hundreds of thousands of people either booing you, some people get off on that, or cheering you, which much more people get off on that one. So I understand the thought process there. They just need to, you know, slow it down a little bit. My card, you're looking at $20 worth of bets there. Like, I'm not putting the mortgage on it. I don't have a mortgage. But if I did have one, I wouldn't be putting the mortgage on it. Like, we take it very conservatively with the size of the money that we're putting on the bets. But I'm just chasing glory.
Chasing glory, aren't we all? I wonder if Phil Mickelson's still playing those massive cards. Remember when that story came
Probably.
Out and it was like, he's betting 42 bets a day. It's like, oh my God, I thought I was the only person who was betting on like Cubs Rockies in August, but Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson. He was joining me. I bet on badminton once. Phil Mickelson was probably on that game too. He was moving the line. He was adjusting the line for me. I lost that bet, by the way.
Phil, what's he doing? I have no idea what he's doing, honestly. I think he's still on the LIV Tour. I'm not really sure. It's not like officially golf season. Like, we still watch the Golf Channel at our house, but it's mostly
still?
Like amateur events. Yes, my husband loves golf. Like, it's wild to me because you would think that as a female who loves sports and works in sports, that it would be a husband's dream that I'm like, here, let's watch football. No, he wants to watch golf and he wants to watch YouTube golf. I'm like, come on, man. Like, there's football games on, there's college hoops on, and we're watching like these, like, the Bryan brothers and Paige Spiranak go head-to-head, which I guess they're more entertaining, but, like, I can't get into it.
I did see Paige Spiranak once at the Super Bowl. It was very obvious because there were a lot of men following her. And I was like, all right, at a certain point, that's weird, guys. Like, you just need to let her live a little bit.
Men letting attractive women live, that's not something they do. But I will say, I've seen her in a golf tournament, and she is very striking in person.
She is.
So she lives up to the hype, I think. And also, she's a good golfer. So I think she has found her space as a YouTube golfer. All right, let's get to our favorite plays of the day and who we have the most faith in.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Denton, I'm going to let you get started since you're the guest host, and you have a full card here. So what's your favorite bet of all five of these?
So the favorite one is going to be one that I have not given yet this show. I'm going to go against my better judgment, and I'm going to take Georgia Tech to lay 2.5. So they're a short home favorite against Pittsburgh, and I'm taking an opposite approach elsewhere on the card with the Cincinnati-BYU matchup that we'll get to shortly. But I'm a believer in Georgia Tech because I've seen them in this position before, and I've seen them excel in this position before. It was earlier in the year where they were underdogs to Duke when Duke was unranked, and they came in and they smacked the Blue Devils around. They're coming off of a game against Boston College where they were very upset with the way that they played, which means this is a get-right game. Now, Pittsburgh's a good team. They're a better team than what Boston College is, certainly. But you now have to understand, for Georgia Tech, eye on the prize. You are right now the ACC's best chance to get into the college football playoff and then potentially steal a football game, because UVA, if they get in, is not. Miami needs a boatload of help to get in. So I'm going to take Georgia Tech, laying 2.5, playing inspired, and beating up on Pittsburgh.
Ooh, I like that one a lot. That was another one of those lines that did not make sense to me, that it was so short. But I do like Georgia Tech in a prove-it game. All right, I'm going to go with college football as well for my best bet, and I'm going to go with...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oklahoma laying 6.5 at home against Missouri. I just feel like this is a tough matchup for Missouri, which does one thing very, very well. Ahmad Hardy leads the nation in rushing yards, but guess who's incredibly good at stopping the run? That would be Oklahoma, ranking 6th overall in rush yards surrendered to opposing defenses. We know Brent Venables is going to come out with a great game plan in this one. He is a defensive mind. And anybody who's saying this is a letdown spot for Oklahoma after beating Alabama, there are two games left in the regular season, and the college football playoff is within grasp for Oklahoma. Do you think they're going to lose motivation now? No. You looked at this schedule at the start of the season, and you said, wow, this is one of the toughest schedules of any team in the entire country. So Oklahoma is sitting pretty. I don't think they're going to lose motivation now. The offense is sometimes a little hit or miss, but I do think John Mateer is going to get better as he continues to return from that injury. So I believe in Oklahoma at home here. No matter who the quarterback is playing for Missouri, I don't trust their offense against this Oklahoma defense. So that is my best bet. Den, what are your other bets that you have on the card?
So that's the squad play. I'm going to back Oklahoma as well for a lot of the reasons that you just mentioned. I also wanted to make sure I got a little bit of something in that noon ranked matchup, because we only get two ranked on ranked matchups, and I do not feel anywhere near as confident in the USC-Oregon matchup as I do with Oklahoma laying at 6.5 against Missouri. So squad play, I'm on that one as well.
Ah, all right. Next up for me, this is a little same game parlay action. Going to go Patriots money line plus Travion Henderson to score a touchdown. This is plus money at plus 108. Travion Henderson, an absolute threat to get in the end zone, as we've seen. Even if Ramondre Stevenson comes back, Travion Henderson should be RB number one. And plus, a bad matchup here for the Bengals, as the Bengals have given up the most rushing touchdowns to opposing running backs. And even if Joe Burrow comes back, like, the defense still isn't good. The Patriots are still the better overall team. So Patriots money line, Travion Henderson touchdown plus 108. All right, let's run down the rest of these, Den. What else you got?
Yeah, I got a few more on here. I got 5 in total on this card. So like I said, we are loading this bad boy up. I'm going to take Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. This is more so about Michigan than it is against Maryland. Now, I do think Maryland is much better and much more talented than their record suggests. They've had a bad year. They're bringing back Locksley next year. That decision has garnered a little bit of question marks locally here around the area, but this isn't the time for that. I just look at this Michigan team and I think, wow, they're good. They're playing good football. They still can't score a lot, though. I thought they would have run the table against Northwestern and just completely blown them out of the water, and they were unable to do so. Bryce Underwood's a good quarterback, but he's still a young quarterback. I expect a lot of pressure to be on him on Saturday, and I think Maryland will have the ability to keep it close, at least within two touchdowns. So I like Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. I like Cincinnati plus 2.5 against BYU. This is the opposite of that Georgia Tech lay-in 2.5 against Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, unranked, but is a really short dog at home against a ranked BYU team that is right now on the outside looking in of the college football playoff. They have every single incentive to go in there and to absolutely shred Cincinnati, yet the books seem to be giving Cincinnati a chance. That's weird to me. Sometimes to beat the books, Chelsea, you got to follow the books. So I'm going to follow the books with this one and say, hey, I don't know that this is the game that the BYU faithful are going to be thinking that it is. So I like Cincinnati plus 2.5. And then my final bet, in the NFL, I'm laying that 10 with the Lions. I'm doubling down. I'm all in on it. I'm laying the 10 with the Lions. They're going up against a Giants team that is now without a head coach. They are getting Jackson Dart back, but what is he going to look like after getting his first real serious injury in the NFL? It's not the serious injury in the way that it made him miss a year, but it's a serious injury in that it should evaluate his play style and maybe play a little less reckless. So many times we see rookie quarterbacks come in and they're going to do exactly what they did in college. They're going to run and they're going to think that they're faster than the dudes on defense, and that is not how that works usually in the NFL. So I like the Lions to lay 10 here. It's going to be a high scoring affair, and I think there is not a lot of teams that can match it with the Lions. Plus, they're coming off of an embarrassing loss to Philadelphia. Get right game, they're going to beat up on the Giants.
Yeah, should I say the stat of the week one more time? The Lions 13-0 against the spread when coming off a loss. That's a pretty good one.
Like those odds.
Pretty good metric for the Lions, and we know that they're fully capable of scoring like 45 points. So those are the teams that I feel more comfortable with laying double-digit spreads, because, you know, they can score a ton of points. But if you're talking about Jackson Dart being less reckless, hopefully he's not hanging out with Cam Scataboo, because I just feel like Cam Scataboo's never going to learn, like, to be less reckless. I just feel like that is the DNA of his personality, is to look for contact and be a bruising back. And that's why we love him, right? Like, maybe it shortens his career, but he's going to go out like a firework.
Cam Scataboo, Dom Mysterio, WrestleMania 42, mark it.
Ooh, I don't know who Don Mysterio is, but if Cam Scataboo is there, I'll be there. All right, that's going to do it for us here on a Friday on the Daily Tip. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Best of luck on all of your bets. We will see you bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. in the East. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.